Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and today I'd like to talk about frailty. It's a word that we use in common parlance, isn't it? Frail. And I guess my focus today is just sort of to put it into context, as I try and do with most things in health. Because it's really important as we get older, and I think most of us have an idea of what frail means, but what is it actually in terms of its definition? Well, actually, interestingly, there are lots of definitions out there, but in some ways it's the opposite of fitness. That's not a definition, that's just my sort of reductionist thinking. But it's also a lot more than that. And one of the definitions talks about a state of increased vulnerability that results from aging associated decline. And that's not a bad one. You know, as you get older, your body systems start to decline, whether that's your brain, your muscle mass, or just levels of activity. And, you know, obviously I want to talk about how we can prevent frailty, because it's something that is, it's not a disease, obviously. It's a sort of state of being that puts people at risk of becoming more frail and more ill. And the one that we use in clinical practice is called a Rockwood score, after Kenneth Rockwood, who's a geriatrician, a doctor for older people in Canada. And the scale that he's come up with is pretty good. You know, it goes from 1 to 9, and 1 is very fit and 9 is terminally ill. And it's interesting, I went on a home visit yesterday to see a patient of mine who I've known for many years. And, you know, in my mind, when I walk through the door and I sort of set eyes on her, if you haven't seen someone in several months, you suddenly, you know, it's a bit like seeing an old friend. You're kind of gauging how they look. And often if you meet up with someone, you go, oh, you look well. But anyway, I noticed that she was a lot more frail looking, that is. But to assess someone's frailty, you really need to look at everything, you know, the physical, the mental, and also the ability to cope with daily activities. And so, you know, for example, if you're someone who, if you're wherever you are at the moment listening to this, if you pick up a cup and put it to your mouth to take a drink, that is relatively simple for able-bodied people. But if you've had a stroke, or you have, I mean, even if you've had a spell of illness, which means that you're bedbound for a while, you know, you take a look at someone trying to do that, where they're trying to grab a drink from the side of their bed and get it to their mouth, and it's a struggle. And I think the thing that scares me, and maybe that's not the right word, but sort of worries me about frailty, is although it's not a condition in itself, it is a sort of marker of morbidity, you know, how ill someone is. And, you know, to not beat about the bush, you know, how long someone's going to be around, literally. And if you look at that scale from 1 to 9, which you'll see in the show notes, you know, it's a gradation where you're moving from 1 to 9 as you get older. But how quickly that happens and why that happens is more interesting in a way. And what can we do to try and stop it? Now, before I get into that, one of the things I would say is I have seen patients who have been really quite frail. So they've been at a score of about 6, which means they're moderately frail. And so a good example of this is someone who's maybe over the age of 65, and they've had some sort of surgery in hospital, either on a joint or abdominal surgery, and then they come out and they're just floored. And, you know, they're not themselves. Often they have to use assistance or sometimes a frame to walk. But with the right support from, say, a physiotherapist or an occupational therapist and their medical team, they get back up that sort of ladder, if you like, up to a 4 and then to a 3. And then, you know, so it's not permanent necessarily, but there are things that you need to do in order to prevent your chances of frailty. And they're fairly common sense, really. So one of them is movement and keeping your muscle mass as healthy as possible. And, you know, any movement, people often ask, oh, what's the best sort of exercise? It's different for different people, frankly. And you ideally, you need to do a combination of some sort of endurance and some sort of strength. So you don't want to be out of breath when you climb sets of stairs, but also you don't want to be weak when you're trying to kind of lug a suitcase around, you know, using practical everyday examples. And the key thing is, little and often is a lot better than just one binge. And some sort of daily practice is useful. And if you're really busy and you can't do it, then, you know, cheat. And by that, I mean, you know, for example, standing desks. Lots of reported benefits of that. And of course, I mean that if you're an office worker, but anything to keep your muscles strong. The next one is what you eat. And again, someone I saw recently, her diet has really taken a battering. And it's partly because she lives alone, partly because her memory is declining. And she is one of many unsupported elderly people that I look after. She doesn't have any relatives or friends that give her much help, you know, and that's not her fault. It's not by design. People just don't, you know, people that she used to know have moved away. And so she lives on sort of tea and toast and maybe the odd portion of chips, which she gets from a chip shop, which is very close to her house. But that's not a sustainable diet. There's no criticism or shame here. She's just ended up in that mode because it's convenient and easy. But, you know, nutrient dense food, and particularly foods that are protein rich, are more important as we age, because that, you know, and I'm sure you'll know, most of you, that proteins get broken down and then get reassembled again as protein, and you know, and that's what helps us build muscle mass. And I do sometimes get asked about supplements, you know, like creatine, for example, which we know is something that athletes used. It became sort of fashionable from, I think, the 1990s, from the Barcelona Olympics onwards. And there's been a lot of talk about whether there's any benefit for older people taking creatine. The jury's out, really. The answer is possibly, but there haven't really been any randomized controlled trials that prove the benefit in terms of muscle mass or bone health. But mechanistically, you know, if you see it as a sort of bolus of protein, then I guess it's a substitute for other protein intake. But you've got to be a bit careful, because it can really affect renal function. And, you know, if you're undergoing certain types of treatments or on certain medications, then you really need medical advice before starting that. And this is, of course, for people who are already frail.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, what else? So, moving, nutrient-rich diet, increased protein intake in terms of food. What else? I mean, the rest of it is what keeps all of us healthy, prioritizing your sleep, making sure that you have lots of connections, keeping your brain active. I know that sounds really woolly, but particularly when you're older, keeping neural connections firing is really important, especially in terms of cognitive decline and preventing or delaying the onset of dementia. I think what is also important to acknowledge is, you know, we're all aging and we are all going to die at some point in our lives. And apart from the fact that we don't talk about death enough, because it is a natural part of the process of us being on this planet, but there's a lot of taboo around it. And I think we don't talk about it enough. But what's interesting about frailty is when you look at the trajectory of what happens as you become more frail, it's very much an indicator that death is, you know, approaching at some point. And depending on how frail you are, that point is going to come more quickly. And there are lots of statistics that are quite telling and quite hard to know what to do about. So, for example, if you're severely frail, the risk of you dying within a year is relatively high. What do you do about that if you're a social worker or a doctor or a nurse or part of a team looking after someone? And part of health is quality of life. I think I've often said it, you know, if I'm going to develop a disease, I'd rather develop it at 80 than at 60. Because, you know, no one's going to live forever. But quality of life's really important. And so with that group of people, yes, they're motoring towards the end of their life, but you want to make it as good for them as possible for as long as possible. That, I think, is the aim. I think one of the things I really hope for in the future, now that AI is embedded into our culture, is that there's going to be so much more technology that can detect frailty and prevent illness. So falls are a huge cause of debility in frail people. And actually now there are gait sensors, there are devices like cubes that you can put into someone's home that will monitor all of their movements 24/7. it'll monitor the rate of their speech. So it'll be able to alert caregivers whether something's going on. And these things are so clever. So, for example, urinary tract infections, or UTIs, are extremely common in older people. And if you've ever experienced this with yourself or a relative, you'll know that it can absolutely debase someone. They become confused, they start to walk more slowly. And actually, a lot of these AI devices can pick up on that. You know, if their walking rate is reduced, or if they're going to the loo more often, you know, how clever is that? You know, especially someone who's living on their own, it will alert either a relative or another caregiver to prevent things like falls. Okay, that was it. Nice short one this time on frailty. I hope that was useful and just gives you some context in terms of what frailty is, what you can do to try and prevent it. There are lots of links to look at in the show notes, as always. I kind of feel that these podcasts open the door to something that you may not have come across. And for further reading, the links are there that you can just have a look at in your own time. As always, thank you for listening. And do share the love if you can. Tell people about the podcast. I hope you subscribe to it so that it just drops into your podcast app every week for a dose of sanity and mind expansion. But the more listeners I get, the more easy it is for me to carry on doing this. So I do thank you. In the meantime, until next time, thanks again for listening, and do stay well. Take care. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.